Hey, everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive with us.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
Today, we're going to be talking about something that most people probably don't think about too much, but it's something that everyone uses every day, and that is mold processing technology.
Right.
We've got a ton of research here.
Yep.
And what we're going to do is we're going to extract some of the most important and juicy, I guess we could say, tidbits to help you understand how companies take this technology and use it to make high quality products without, you know, breaking the bank.
Absolutely.
So have you ever wondered how they get those phone lenses like so perfectly clear or like why some products just feel cheap?
Yeah.
Well, the answers might surprise you.
They really might. Choosing the right mold processing tech is really critical because it impacts everything from the precision of those lenses to the cost of electronics.
You know, it's interesting you say that because one of the things that the research really hammers home is the importance of precision. It's like the bedrock of the whole mold making process.
It really is. You can't get away from that.
Right.
And the thing is, I mean, think about it. Even a tiny error in the mold can just get magnified in the final product,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And in the source material, there's this fascinating example about optical lenses and apparently even a deviation of a thousandth of a millimeter.
Wow.
Which is, you know, thinner than a human hair.
Yeah.
Can make a lens go from crystal clear to blurry.
Oh, wow. That's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
So for something like a high-end camera lens, what kind of technology would they even use to get that level of accuracy?
That's where high-precision CNC machining comes in. These machines are like the master craftsmen of the mold-making world.
Yeah.
They can achieve tolerances that are so tiny, it's unbelievable.
That's incredible. Yeah. So we've got precision down, but the research also talks a lot about quality stability.
Right.
What exactly does that mean?
Well, imagine buying a phone case.
Okay.
You expect it to fit your phone perfectly, right?
Right.
Every time.
Yeah.
That's quality stability in action, ensuring each mold and therefore each product is made to the exact same standard.
Okay.
It's like having a family recipe that always turns out perfectly, no matter who's doing the baking.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing maintaining that consistency isn't exactly a walk in the park, right?
No, it's not. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
It can be very tricky.
Yeah.
Things like tool wear.
Uh-huh.
Even tiny variations in the materials can just throw things off.
Wow.
And the source material actually shares an anecdote about a company struggling to keep things consistent across different production batches.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it really highlights how even the smallest details can have a big impact.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So you've got to be super careful and control all those tiny variables.
You do.
Make sure every mold
exactly.
is identical.
And, you know, different processes have their own kind of quirks.
Okay.
For example, EDM.
Yeah.
That's electrospark machining.
Right.
Relies heavily on consistent electrode quality.
Okay.
Think of it like a tiny, precisely shaped tool that kind of erodes away material to create the mold.
Yeah.
If that electrode isn't perfectly consistent, the whole process can be thrown off.
Okay. So precision and consistency are must-haves.
Absolutely.
But what about speed?
Yeah.
Can you actually make high-quality molds quickly without spending a fortune?
Well, that is the eternal question, isn't it?
Right.
It's all about finding that sweet spot between speed and quality and cost.
Okay.
It's like choosing between a scenic route and a highway.
Yeah.
Both get you there, but one might be faster and cheaper.
So what are some of the options when it comes to
balancing those factors?
Well, if we're churning out a large volume of molds quickly, high-speed milling is a popular choice.
Okay.
But if you need incredible precision for a more complex design, then investing in advanced tech like 5-axis CNC machining might be the way to go.
Okay.
Even if it costs more upfront.
So it's like choosing the right tool for the job.
It is.
Just like we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
High-speed milling is your workhorse.
Yeah.
While 5-axis CNC is like your precision scalpel.
Exactly. And just like you wouldn't use a scalpel to chop vegetables, you wouldn't use high-speed milling for a super intricate mold with tiny details.
Gotcha.
It all depends on what you're trying to achieve.
The source material actually compares those two approaches, high-speed milling and 5-axis CNC. And it kind of breaks down the pros and cons of each.
Right.
It's really helpful for understanding the trade-offs involved.
Speaking of trade-offs, the next principle we need to dive into is adaptability.
Right. One size definitely doesn't fit all in mold making.
Yeah.
Think about it. you wouldn't use the same tools and techniques to work with steel as you would with something delicate, like silk.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. You wouldn't want to smash a delicate material with a hammer meant for steel, would you?
Exactly. And in mold making, different materials behave in different ways and require specific tools and techniques.
Okay.
You know.
So it's a bit like cooking, right?
It is.
You wouldn't use the same method to cook a steak in a souffle.
Exactly.
You need to adapt your technique based on the ingredients.
Absolutely. For example, H13 steel is super hard.
Okay.
So you need these tough carbide tool to machine it properly.
Yeah.
But aluminum, on the other hand, is prone to deformation.
Yeah.
So you need to be much more careful
to
avoid warping or damaging the mold.
So it's about understanding the nuances of each material and adjusting your approach accordingly. What other examples of material adaptations are out there?
Well, there's a fascinating anecdote in the source material about a team that had to get really creative. They were working on a project that ideally would have used a five-axis CNC machine because of its complexity, but they didn't have one available.
Wow, that sounds like a real challenge.
Yeah.
So what did they do? Did they just throw in the towel?
No, not at all. They got resourceful and adapted their process to use their existing high-precision CNC centers. They basically figured out how to achieve similar results with the tools they already had.
That's impressive. It sounds like they really embrace the necessity is the mother of invention philosophy.
Absolutely. And sometimes those limitations can actually lead to even better results.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not just about having the latest and greatest technology.
Right.
It's about understanding your materials, your tools.
Yeah.
And knowing how to adapt to different situations.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And that brings us to our final principle for today.
Okay.
Operability.
Operability.
It's all about making sure the technology you choose aligns with your team's skills and the resources you have available.
It's like having a fancy sports car, but only knowing how to drive an automatic.
Yeah, exactly.
You need the skills to match the equipment.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Having access to amazing technology is great.
Yeah.
But it's useless if your team doesn't know how to use it effectively.
Yeah.
It's about being realistic.
Yeah.
And making smart decisions based on what you're actually capable of doing.
So it's not just about the technology itself. It's about the human element, too.
It is.
The knowledge, skills, and experience needed to make it all work.
Exactly. And sometimes sticking to a simpler process that you know well can actually be more efficient than trying to implement something new and complex without the proper training or expertise.
Right. It's like that saying,
you
can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink.
Exactly.
You can have the most advanced tools in the world, but if you don't know how to use them, they're not going to do you any good.
It's all about finding the right balance and making sure the technology you choose is a good fit for your specific situation.
Yeah. This is all really fascinating.
For you.
We've covered so much ground already.
We have.
Precision, quality, stability, balancing efficiency with cost, adaptability, and now operability.
That's right.
It's amazing to think how many factors go into making these molds that we often take for granted.
It really is. And it's a testament to human ingenuity and our constant drive to improve and innovate.
Yeah.
From simple handcrafted molds to sophisticated CNC machining centers, the evolution of mold processing technology is a fascinating reflection of our progress as a species.
Okay, I think we've given our listeners a lot to chew on in this first part.
We have.
Of our deep dive into mold processing technology. We'll be right back to explore some of the real-world applications of these principles and answer the question, why should you, the listener, care about any of this?
Okay, sounds good. Welcome back to our deep dive into mold processing. Before we, you know, move on, I wanted to circle back to that story about the team that didn't have a five-axis CNC machine.
Oh, yeah. But the ones who had to adapt their process using their existing equipment.
Right.
That really stuck with me.
Yeah.
It's a great example of how limitations can sometimes spark creative solutions.
Absolutely. And, you know, it really highlights that importance of operability.
Right.
You can have all the cutting-edge technology in the world, but if your team doesn't have the expertise or the resources to use it effectively, it's not going to do you any good.
Right. It's like having a state-of-the-art kitchen, but not knowing how to cook.
Exactly.
So it's about being resourceful and working within your constraints.
Yeah.
Sometimes the most elegant solutions come from thinking outside the box and making the most of what you have.
Exactly. And it's not always about chasing the newest, shiniest technology.
Right.
Sometimes the best approach is to leverage your existing skills and resources in a clever way.
So to recap, we've covered 5 key principles of mold processing technology.
We have.
Precision, quality stability, balancing efficiency and cost, adaptability, and now operability.
That's right.
These aren't just isolated concepts, though, are they?
No, they're not. You're right. They're all interconnected, working together to guide you towards the best solution for your specific manufacturing needs.
Okay.
It's like a 5-pointed star.
Uh-huh.
Each point is essential for the overall strength and balance of the structure.
That's a great analogy. It makes me realize that these principles aren't just limited to mold making, are they?
You're right.
They have applications in a wide range of industries and fields.
You're absolutely right. I mean, the need for precision, for example, is crucial in fields like medicine and aerospace.
Right.
I mean, imagine a surgeon performing a delicate operation or an engineer designing a spacecraft. Even the slightest error could have catastrophic consequences.
And the constant pressure to balance efficiency and cost is something that every business faces, regardless of what they produce.
It is. It's a universal challenge.
It's a universal challenge.
You know, do you prioritize speed and lower cost, or do you invest in higher quality, even if it takes longer, it costs more upfront?
Right.
It's a constant balancing act.
It's that classic dilemma. Yeah. Do you want it good, fast, or cheap?
Exactly.
You can usually only pick two.
Right. And we can't forget adaptability.
Right.
It's so crucial in today's rapidly changing world.
Yeah.
Businesses need to be agile and responsive to market shifts, technological advancements, and evolving customer needs.
Yeah.
Think about the tech industry. I mean, companies that cling to outdated technologies and processes, they just quickly become obsolete.
Yeah.
It's the ones that adapt, innovate, that thrive.
It's survival of the fittest.
Yes.
But in this case, fittest means most adaptable.
Precisely. Yeah. And then there's operability.
Yeah.
It's about being realistic and pragmatic, recognizing your limitations, and finding creative ways to work within them.
Yeah.
Not getting swept up by the latest and greatest tech. It's not the right fit for your team or your budget.
So it's about making smart decisions based on a clear understanding of your resources, expertise, and goals.
Exactly.
Not just blindly chasing the latest trends.
Exactly. And that brings us to the question, why should you, the listener, care about mold processing technology?
Right.
Well, for one thing, it's behind so many of the products you use every day.
Yeah.
Your phone, your car, your computer, even the packaging your food comes in.
Wow.
They all rely on mold at some point in the manufacturing process.
It's incredible to think about. We interact with products made using molds every single day without even realizing it.
That's true.
Yeah.
And understanding these principles can give you a deeper appreciation for the thought, the care, the precision that goes into creating those everyday objects.
Right.
It's about understanding how things are made and appreciating the ingenuity behind the manufacturing process.
It's like peeling back the layers of an onion. The more you learn, the more you realize how much you didn't know.
Exactly.
And it makes you appreciate the complexity of seemingly simple objects.
Precisely. And that brings us to a final thought-provoking question for you, the listener, to ponder.
Okay.
We've talked about how important these principles are in mold making,
mm.
but what other industries or fields could benefit from a similar focus on precision, adaptability, and balancing efficiency with cost?
That's a great question. What comes to mind for me is healthcare, where precision is absolutely paramount.
Right.
Could applying these principles lead to more effective medical devices? Or maybe even help develop personalized treatments tailored to each patient.
That's a fantastic example. Or think about education.
Oh, yeah.
Could we adapt these principles to create more personalized learning experiences that cater to each student's unique needs and learning style?
Wow. Those are some really compelling possibilities. It makes you realize that these principles aren't just limited to manufacturing. They can be applied to so many different fields.
Absolutely. And that's the beauty of knowledge.
Yeah.
It's not just about memorizing facts.
Right.
It's about understanding principles
yeah.
and then applying them in new and creative ways to solve problems and make the world a better place.
Well said. This deep dive has been a real eye-opener for me, and I hope it has been for our listeners, too. I think we've given them a lot to think about.
I agree. It's been a fascinating journey exploring the world of mold processing technology and uncovering the hidden complexity behind those everyday objects we often take for granted.
And as we wrap up this deep dive, we want to leave you with one final thought. So we've been talking about how these principles of mold processing, like precision, adaptability, balancing efficiency with cost, can actually be applied to all sorts of fields, not just making mold.
It's true. These aren't just technical concepts. They're almost like universal problem-solving strategies.
Right.
Once you start seeing them, you realize they're everywhere.
Exactly. It's like we've unlocked a secret code.
Yeah.
So to wrap up this deep dive, I'd love to hear what really stuck with you and maybe a final thought for our listeners to ponder as they go about their day.
Well, what's fascinating to me is how mold processing, something most people never even think about, is such a microcosm of the challenges we face on a larger scale.
Mm-hmm.
Take that anecdote about the team adapting their process. Because they didn't have the ideal machine that's happening all the time in businesses, in research, even in our personal lives.
It's so true. We often get fixated on needing the perfect tool, the perfect resource, the perfect situation. But this deep dive has shown that sometimes the real innovation comes from working within constraints.
Precisely.
Wow.
And that's what I'd leave our listeners with.
Okay.
As you go about your day, think about those five principles.
Yeah.
Precision. Quality, stability, balancing efficiency with cost, adaptability, and operability.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you see them in action? Maybe in unexpected places.
Yeah.
And how could understanding those principles even just a little bit better help you approach challenges in a new way?
That's a fantastic point. It's not about becoming mold-making experts overnight. It's about taking these concepts and seeing how they apply to our own lives and work.
Exactly. Maybe it helps you appreciate the design of a product differently, or maybe it sparks a new idea for how to solve a problem at work.
Yeah.
That's the power of a deep dive. You never know what connections you'll make.
Well said. Thanks for joining us on this journey into the world of mold processing.
Yeah.
It's been a blast exploring these ideas with you.
The pleasure was all mine. Always happy to dive deep into the fascinating world of manufacturing and uncover those hidden gems of knowledge.
And to all our listeners out there, keep seeking, keep questioning, and keep diving deep. We'll see you on our next adventure into the world of knowledge.